So we have a concept of tshuva, bezen shamayla. If a person is chazer b'tshuva, so he won't be punished. As far as bezen shamata is concerned, so the Rebbe writes in the Hasakas on the Rambam in Hilchas Avodah Zarah, when the Rambam writes that the bezen agodah, they hear that a whole city worshipped Avodah Zarah, and it's a question whether they should be dan them as an eren idacha. So the Rambam writes that you send the bezen agodah sends two tamid chachamim. Rav Sameach said he got it from the Parsha in Yeshua, that the Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim writes that that Parsha was the Parsha of Yeren Idachas. They thought Yeshua ben Nun heard an incorrect report that the Bnei Gadim Neruvn, Chatishev Tamanasha, went back to Eber HaYarden after the Mechama was over, after the Sheva Shekopshu. He heard that they built a big Mizbeach, and he heard that they did. They wanted to link up with Bnei Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, but then he heard incorrectly that they were makdir, they were makdir of kavanas there, shchut tichut, so it's an isa kori, so it's not avodah zarah. So the Rambam interprets the whole parasha in Yeshua. He was going to give them a din of irin idachas. Irin idachas applies whenever the roif ha'ir violates any avera in the chumash, even though shchut tichut is an isa kori, it's not an isa nisa at all. He was going to give the din of irin idachas. So the Yosemech, that's the Rambam in the world of Bukhim. So the Rambam writes, so the Yosemech writes that the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah is also assuming like that, because he writes Shochal Mahem Shnei Tamir Chachamim to give them Musa, he got it from Sefer Yeshua, and if they do Tshuva is Mutav, he got it from Sefer Yeshua. So the Rabbi writes on that, what do you mean if they do Tshuva Mutav? It's a nice idea, Tshuva helps, but it only helps in Bezun Shalmaila, it doesn't help in Bezun Shalmata. So that writer that doesn't help Bezun Shalmata to remove the Malkus, or to remove the miso, the punishment that he deserves. But here the sugi is beferish. If a person is a Rasha, and he does tshuva, it's chayzi b'tshuva, so he becomes kosher. When does it become kosher? When he does tshuva, yeah. The Gemara says in the end of Maseches Yuma, towards the very end, one of the Tanoim lived in Rome, Rav Masya ben Chorosh, lived in Rome. He says, Shamati, he heard, had a tradition from earlier traditions, that bo chinuki kapora. If a person violates an essay, and let's say a person missed Kriya Shema, and didn't like tefillin one day, so the chayzah b'tshuva, the shav, ein azaz mishamat shemoichun loy, gets mechilas avoynus right away. If he violates a loyse essay, so tshuva toilo v'yom kippurim mechapi, he gets the kapurim when it comes yom kippur. If he violated krisis on lisis bezin, so tshuva v'yom kippurim atolim, it's suspended, and Yisurim will be Mechaper. He has to get Yisurim. And if not only did he violate the creases of Misa Bezin, but he made a Chil Hashem, so then Shuvah with Yom Kippur and Yisurim is all Toilim until the Yom HaMisa. The Yom HaMisa is Mechaper. So Achreinim Abadet with the Kashid of the Chassidish Rebbe, who is known as Bnei Yisoskar. He called the Sefer, because his Rebbe told him that he was Meshavit Yisoskar. Usually you don't know, you just know. The Chalap family claims to be descendants from the Malchus Beis David, so they claim to be from Shevet Yehuda. The Kohanim Levim are from Shevet Levi. And everybody else does know what Shevet they're from. So this Yishmael Dinever, his Rebbe told him, I think the Yira Kodesh told him he was from Shevet Yisachar. So he called the Sefer Bnei Yisachar. He used to pronounce it Yisachar. The different traditions, how you pronounce Yisachar in the Chumash. Rashi and Dibra Yomim, which is not by Rashi, they say Rashi and Dibra Yomim writes that Yisachar is a Kriya Ksiv. Supposed to be pronounced Yisachar. And others pronounce it Yisoschar. And others pronounce it till Parshas Pinchas. They pronounce it Yisoschar. From Parshas Pinchas on, they pronounce it Yisachar with once in different pronunciation. So he pronounced it Yisoschar. So this Bnei Yisoschar, this Chassidish Rebbe, also wrote a Sefer HaMitzvahs that's called Derech Pikudecho. The Mishnah Berurah quotes it in one place. Derech Pikudecho goes to the middle of Mishpatim around 52 mitzvahs or something, then it counts out. They're not sure whether he never wrote the rest or the rest was lost, whatever. But the only thing that they printed, that was one of the few svarim that they printed in Shanghai. When the yeshivas were in Shanghai, so they printed Gemaras and they printed Chumashim. They had a lot of Chassidish people also from Lublini Yeshiva. So they printed, my father had at home. My father had a Derech, my father had two volumes of Derech Pikudech, two copies of Derech Pikudech, and they were printed in Shanghai. I don't know why. It was printed together with another Chassidish Sefer, because they had to satisfy the needs of all the people. So the Litvakas just wanted Gemaras but Rashbos. The Chassidish wanted the Chassidish one. So my father didn't go through Shanghai. My father was in America way before the Second World War, but somehow he got there, was selling in America, the Sfarim that were left over. So in the Sefer Derech Pikudech, he has a long Hagdama. That's very interesting. Now they printed the Hagdama separately from the Sefer, because it has nothing to do with the Sefer. It's about mitzvah Sichus Kavon in general. And the Sefer takes apart each mitzvah, goes on Piri Merivia, and Bris Milah, and Giran Osh, and Kiddush HaChodesh, goes in the same order, the Sefer Achinoch. And every mitzvah divides it into three parts, machshava, dibur, maisa. It tells you some of the dinim, and then it tells you some of the kavanas, then it tells you a few chidushi dinim. It's not at all as strong as the minchas chinuch. It's nowhere near that. It's a sort of a blend of something like the sefer achinuch, tamei ha-mitzvahs, a little bit chasidus, a little bit kabbalah, and a little bit chidushi torah. Okay. So in the hakdama that he has, that now they printed separately, the psicha that he has, so he's bothered with this kasha. How can the Gemara say that if a person did an Aveira and he's chayzer b'tshuva and it seems, it looks like he's not being marim, it looks like it's an authentic tshuva, he becomes kosher leidus, what happened to the Abba Achiluki Kapara? The din is that tshuva toila v'yom kippur mechapa, so he shouldn't be kosher leidus till it comes Yom Kippur, he should remain a Rosh until Yom Kippur, or if he violated krisis and mises bezin, the tshuva with the Yom Kippur shouldn't help until he has Yisurim. How come the Gemara there at the end of Yuma says about Abochi Luke Kapor and here on Ardaf they ignore that totally. So Rav Soloveitchik said he never heard of anybody ask that kasha because he thinks that that's a mistake. The kasha is a mistake. Chiluke Kapor is a different thing. Kapor means Rashi and Chumash writes on the beginning of Vayikra when it says you bring a korban. And you get a kapara, so Rashi writes, kapara means to wipe off. The kofa yodei. The Gemara tells a story. The Gemara is written in Aramaic. So the Gemara says that there was once a fellow washed in Tillis at time, he didn't have a towel, so he wiped his hands off in someone else's jacket. So the Gemara says, Meshugana, what are you wiping hands on his jacket? So the Gemara's lashon is the kofa yodei. He wiped his hands. So kapara means to wipe off. So to wipe off means to purify the soul. Shuvah means hapkua shem rosha. The person has a shem rosha. He does tshuva right away is mafkir the shem rosha, but he still doesn't have a kapara. The stain on his soul has not been wiped off until it comes Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is mechaper until it comes Yisurim mechaper until it comes Yom Hamisa. Sometimes those are b'chiluk kapara, but hapkol shem rosha can occur earlier than that. You don't need the chiluk kapara to be mafkir the shem rosha.
The Mishnah in Yuma says that, like, if someone says echte be'esho, like if I'll sin and I'll do tshuva, that they don't let right. So that a based in Shemalah doesn't let you do tshuva, but that's not talking about kapara. It says even to do tshuva they wouldn't let you. So how in that kind of situation would someone be able to testify and be like a kosher?
It's a problem. What do you mean? The guy says I'll cheat and then I'll do tshuva.
So then it says you can do tshuva.
That's a harama. That's not a. The Bezer Shalmata should realize that the guy's a faker. They shouldn't accept the tshuva. The Gemara says you only accept the tshuva to be mafkir the shame rasha if it looks like it's a permanent tshuva. It looks like it's only temporary.
No, so let's say later on he does do tshuva. Like earlier on in his life he thought like that, and then later on he does do tshuva. But it says that they won't. That Beis and Shemala doesn't let him do tshuva. Like
they won't help him. Usually they help you about the time the sign or so. When a person wants to purify himself, so they help him out. This guy's not interested in purifying himself. He just wants to temporarily purify. So if he wants to permanently purify himself, so then they'll help him. But without the help of the Bezer Shammai, let's say sometimes he'll pull himself together and he'll do the tshuva. So if he does the tshuva, it'll be accepted. Okay. So that's clear. You have to do the Bezer Shammai law. That's a different story. Bezer Shammai law, they judge whether the tshuva is valid. They won't punish it. Bezer Shammata has to judge. It's not going to help the judge to remove the malchus or the misa. Whatever punishment he deserves, he'll get it 50 years later also. If the Edom will come and say there was Hasra and so on. That's the writer on Hilchus Avodah Zarah, he writes like that. And this sugya talks about tshuva to be mafkir the shem rosha. That's unrelated to the topic of chiluk kapor. Kapor means to wipe off the stain that remains on the neshama. There's a tumas on the neshama. So that's kapar. Kapar is to wipe off the sin. Our sugi is talking about tshuva. So then we mentioned yesterday that the Lechem Mishnah points out a Rambam, where the Rambam writes, if a person was nigma dino le malchus, the Rambam quotes on Nirif, that there are two, we pass like Abai, that Yalkegam, usually we pass like Rava, whenever there's machlekes Abai v'Rava, we pass like Rava, except for the six cases of Yalkegam, that we pass like Abai. So the one of the Yalkegam, the mem of Yalkegam, is Mumar Echon Neveles Lehachis. That's over here, Chav Zainan Meralf. Mumar Echon Neveles Lehachis, machlekes Abai v'Rava. So we pass like Abai, that is possible. This is the two Rosha. There's a Rosha Dacham, it's one who compromises on his principles, Machmas Chimud Moments, he's Choshud L'Shaker. So even if you have a star that was dated earlier before he became a Rosha, he Choshud L'Shaker, maybe he forged it, maybe wrote it down, he wrote the earlier date. And a Gazlan Shal Teres Pasolei Desisha, he can't even accept his Zedis to be Matar and Agunim. And then we pass on like Abaye, that just like Kroivim Apsulim Leidis, Moshe V'Yaron Apsulim, the Gemara says, in the end of Bava Basra, it's not that V'Choshed L'Shaker. Moshe V'Yaron Anab Choshedim L'Shaker. It's a Gzeres HaMelech, the Gemara says, we will call it Gzeres HaKosel. That is a Kosel. So we pass on like Abaye, that Mumer, Eichel Nevelis, Lahachis, not that he compromises on his principles, Mach Meskim Ed Maman, this is never part of his principles. Shabbos and Kasher is Taras HaMishpach, he was never educated. So such a person is postulated, but we assume that's the deal in the Rishonim, that it says quotes from the Mesivas. We assume that that's Xeris HaKosim. That's not Chashash Meshaker, and it would be Neman by Eidus Ish. That's most of the poskim. That's an accepted opinion. Then Amumar Echon Eilus LeLahachis, we Neman by Eidus Ish to be Mater and Agunim. So the Rambam writes that the Rambam got from the Rif that the Mumar Oichon Nevelis Lahachis is Pasuleidis is only if he doesn't have Eir Sheish Bar Malkus Amisa based on the pasuk Ashuhu Rosh Alamus if there's a Gemar Din Lamisa or Behoyim Bin Akosa Rosh if he Pil Rosh Alamus Kol Lepanik they were Shas of Emiskar that there's Malkus whoever violates an Eir Sheish Bar Misa Sheish Bar Malkus is Pasuleidis. So then the Rambam, then the Lechem Mishnah has a Mashmos in the Rambam. What if the person not only violated an Eir Sheish Bar Malkus, they gave him Hasra, and they made a Gemar Din LeMalkus. So then the Rambam sounds like he says, V'loka, if they gave him the Malkus, and then he was Choyse B'Tshuva, the Rambam writes in Perek Aleph and Uchas Tshuva, there is a Machlokes Satanoim in the end of Yuma, where the Yom Kippur is Mechapa only L'Shovim, or Yom Kippur is Mechapa even B'li Tshuva. Machlokes Satanoim. It should be a Shaila for the Bezun Shalmaila to decide. What is the Rambam taking a stand? How is it? So the answer is not Stangir La'alocha, because the Mishnah says in the end of Krisis, if one was obligated to bring an Ashim Tolu, but overall of Yom Kippurim goes by, so Yom Kippur is Mechape, he doesn't have to bring the Ashim Tolu. If he was Mechoyev an Ashim Vadai, or a Chatos, so then Yom Kippur doesn't cancel that Chiyah. But if it's an Ashim Tolu, so the Gemara learns that from Sukkim, when Yom Kippur comes by and it goes, Yom Kippur is Mechape. So that's Negeh La'alocha. So what if it came Yom Kippur and the person was not Choyze B'Tshuva on Yom Kippur? Is Yom Kippur Mechape even though he's not Choyze B'Tshuva? So he's potter from bringing the Ashim Toloi. Or do you say, no, he wasn't Choyze B'Tshuva, so Yom Kippur is only Mechape La'Shovim. If he's not Shovna, so that's a Machlokes HaTanaim. We have to pass it on that Shaila. It's not just for the Bezon Shalmaila to decide. It's for the Bezon Shalmata to decide. Is he Mechayev, still Mechayev to bring the Ashim Toloi? Or was he Yotze with Yom Kippur? So that's a machlokes hatanoim. So the Rambam paskins, the Yom Kippur is only mechapa with tshuva. Many go in and paskin faket, Yom Kippur is even mechapa without tshuva. And the Rambam has a whole arichas there. He says, Yom Kippur is only mechapa with tshuva. And then he says, when a person gets Mises Bezin, the Mishnah says later in Nigmar Din, that the Bezin encourages him, he should say vidui, shukol ha-misvadim, get a kapora. If they're going to give you the Mises Bezin, you're not going to say vidui, you're not going to get a kapora. If he will say vidui, if you do tshuva, then the Mises Bezin will be mechapa. Then the Rambam says Malkus is also the same thing. When you give him Malkus, you get a kapara, your avera is forgiven only if you do tshuva. If you don't do tshuva, not. Then the Rambam says when you bring karponas, achatas, and osham, whatever, you get a kapara is only if you do tshuva. You don't do tshuva, not. So the Rambam says that's the klal. He took it from Yom Kippur and he generalizes it. He said it applies to anything that's mechapa. Yom Kippur is mechapa. Mises Bezin is mechapa. And Malkus is mechaper. Menikla chicha leinecha kimin shaloka. Hareya ki achicha. It's mechaper. And karbonos are mechaper. So everything that's mechaper, you have to do tshuva. That's what we mentioned in Pnei Yeshua. And the end of Ksubas comments on the Pasuk, on the Gemara there, the end of Ksubas has a drush on the Pasuk, the concluding Pasuk in Shiras Azina, V'chipa ad Masai Amoy. So the Pashup Shat in the Pasuk means HaKadosh Baruch Hu will appease his land and will appease his nation. That after this major Holocaust that it will occur, and the people will be asking, V'amar Elokeinu Tzurcha Soy, where was God when all of this was happening? That's what everybody asked after the Holocaust. Where was God? So the Pasuk says, after the whole Holocaust will be over, the Chiper Ad Masai Amma, God will appease his land. The Medina was established again. The Chiper Amma, God will appease the nation. The Jewish people are flourishing now. They're having a lot of children. And the DP camps after the war, it was the highest population growth in the world at that time. They say that now Lakewood has the highest population growth in the world. The Jewish people are multiplying and they're making yeshivas all over. We never had so many people learning in yeshivas. In the days of the Gemara, they never had in Europe, they never had so many people learning in yeshivas like now. Doesn't necessarily mean it's on the same level of learning that they had in Europe, but we have a lot of people learning. So that's v'chiper ad masayama. So that's the pshutu shom mikra. Hashem will appease his land. V'chiper means v'fayes. V'chiper ama, God will appease his nation. And the Gemara has an additional level of interpretation. V'chiper is miloshin kapa. V'chiper ad masay amay. That the Jewish people who live in Eretz Yisrael get an atonement for their sins. Or a person is buried in Eretz Yisrael, gets an atonement for his sins. Or a person walks to Alar Amos in Eretz Yisrael, gets an atonement for his sins. So the Pnei Yeshua writes there that the Minkatcha was a descendant of the Pnei Yeshua, I think. So the Minkatcha was the main anti-Zionist in the early 1900s. He was opposed to the secular Zionism. Because the secular Zionists wanted to establish a Medina to replace the religion. They wanted to maintain Jewish identity by having a nationalistic movement and having Medina Sison, we shouldn't need the religion anymore. So the Mincha Saluza was very opposed. So he quotes from his Elta Zeta from the Pnei Yeshua. I think he says that it's an ancestor of his. So he says, walking the Alar Amos and Arzal, living in Arzal is only mechaper if you do tshuva. If you don't do tshuva, it's not mechaper. Just like the Rambam said, Yom Kippur is not mechaper, Mises Bez is not mechaper, Malka is not mechaper, Korban is not mechaper, nothing is mechaper unless you do tshuva. So here also, the person only gets mechilas avoinis when he walks to Alar Amos and Arzal, he lives in Arzal. If he does tshuva, the secular Zionists who are not interested in doing tshuva, they want to establish a Medina to replace the religion, so it's not going to be mechaper for them. So when the Rambam writes in Hilchas Sanhedrin, he writes, a person was nigmadino lemalkus, v'loka, v'osa tshuva, then he becomes kosher leidus. So it's interesting. The Lechem Mishnah points out, why v'loka? Whoever, we pass like Abaye, whoever mumer lahachis is also posled, not only mumer l'tiyov, not only one that compromises on his principles, machmas chimud mumen, if he never held these as principles, mumer lahach is also postulated. So, unless he does tshuva. So why did Rambam say v'loka? So true, you only postulated if it's yesh b'malkas, yesh b'misa. But if it was nigmadina l'misa, you have to have davka loka. So from the Rambam it sounds like, when one does an averish yesh b'malkas l'misa, that gives you a shame rosh. So for that you can do tshuva and you'll become kosher leidus. You won't get the kapara to later. That's abor chiluk kapara. That's Rav Asya ben Choresh in the end of Yuma. That's a different topic. How do you cleanse the neshama? How do you purify the neshama? That's kapara. But the havkua shem rashi with tshuva alone. But if the person was nigma dina lemisa hayon bin akosa rashi, that adds an added shame rashi. So that shame rashi cannot be poka just for tshuva. That Shem Rosh is only poka once they mekayim the Malka. Kim shaloka, ariyo ki achicha. Kol zman that there's a gemar din on him, the Malkas, and he didn't yet get the Malkas, sounds from the Rambam that he retains the Shem Rosh even after the tshuva. After they gave him the Malkas, so the Shem Rosh, ashayidei gemar din, is poka, so then he still retains the Shem Rosh from the fact that he did the Avera. So then if he does tshuva, then our sugya says he'll become kosher. So that's an interesting line in the Rambam. The Rambam says once, that's what it sounds like in the Rambam. Once he was nigmadino lemalkas, he doesn't become kosher leidus with tshuva alone, like the sugi. The sugi is talking when it was learned nigmadino lemalkas. But nigmadino lemalkas, tshuva is not sufficient. You have to have the kim ha'inish, then the Shchal Hashem Rasha, because of the Gemara Din is Paka. And then, if it's Nikar to the Bezin, if it's Rum Din El Mochach, that is, Tshuva is authentic, and then Atchosh, that it's a Rumi Komarim, so then they will declare that it's Kosher Leilis. Fine, so then the Gemara has the discussion, what's Mafricha Yoni? We already started this. The Gemara has a Machleka. The Mishnah says, Mafricha Yoni, Maposa Leilis. Gemara says, what is it? So the first version is it's some kind of a, like a horse race. It used to have pigeon races. Itag me yarnach li yarnach. Races. That's hocha targimu. Hocha means in Babel, they said like this. Sounds like the second one, Rav Chama Bar Oshia, sounds like he's not from Babel. Sounds like he's from Eretz Yisrael. I don't know. Chama Bar Oshia, probably from Amoraim in Eretz Yisrael. He said ara. Ara means what? They used to have an animal or a bird go in and encourage all the other birds to run away from their bird coop and run to me. So that's Gezel. So Rashi quotes in the Gemara, Yoni Shevach, Yoni Aliyah, is only Gezel mipnei Darkei Shalom. It's not Gezel min haTorah, because he never made a kinyan on the owner who has this bird coop. He never made a kinyan on the birds. They just flew in. There's a kinyan chotzer, but it's chotzer shenim shtameres. Chotzer shenim shtameres is not good. So it's only Gezel mipnei Darkei Shalom.
Why would this be different than, like, the Gemara says in Gittin, that if there's a toch of a kli, so it works, like, that there's no machlokas by a toch of a kli, that if you're hunting and it gets caught, that's not just, it's gezel gomor, it's not darkei shalom. And, I mean, that's not Mishnah Berurah.
See, if the animal can't run away.
Right, but
if it's trapped, it can't run away. But here the birds can fly away. So it's a chotzer sheni mishtameres. If the animals are trapped in a net, so that's a chotzer mishtameres. But if the birds are not trapped, I leave food, I leave drink, and they enjoy it here. So they call man, there's food and drink. So they come back over here. But I never really made a kinyan on them. The bezechem and a hefke, you have to either make a kinyan, hagbor, meshicha, yar, or chotzer. And the chotzer has to be mishtameris. So saying mishtameris is not kind of. So it's gezel lepnei dakrisham. So the two pshotim, what it means, mafricha. Mafricha and yoyinim means we're betting on an animal race. Means I get your yoinim to run away from you, and that's gezel mipnei darkei shalom, because you were never koyden them in haTorah. That's yoni shevach yoni aliyah, doves from the pigeons from the aliyah, the pigeons from the shevach, from the shevach is a coop. So that's gezel midrabbanon, because it's chatzu sheni mishtamer. Fine. So the two pshat. The Gemara says, what motivates each one to give his pshat? Manu amitak miyanech liya, my time lama ara. Amalach, no, ara is only Dr. Sholem. How can he say he's posulatus? He's a troublemaker. He's not a gazlan. He's not posulatus. Manu ama ara, my time lama, why does he say ara? It's only Dr. Sholem. Why does he say no? It's worse than Dr. Sholem. My time lama amitak miyanech liya says no. He hochi, that's mesacha bikubi. Gimling is mentioned already. Fine. The idach, hi, why does one say tak miyanech liya? It's a pigeon race, isn't that the same as the gambler? The gambler, any form of gambling is pasalaitis midirabban. If ain't lo umnes acheres, if he's any oisei b'yishuv shalom. The Gemara says, yeah, Gemara answers, tanetel v'dal satsno, tanetel v'dal siyono, utzvich, I need both. Why? Ni tanetel v'dal satsno. I would have thought that one who gambles and is toile v'dal atzmo, like the Sachik Bikuvia, he thinks he knows how to throw the dice better. He thinks he's a mumche. So he's making his chaybus mamen to the other person on the assumption, I'm an expert, I'm going to see to it that I'm going to win, I'm not going to lose. So there you can say, Asmachta lo kanya. He was so convinced that he knows how to do it better than the other guy. So itan b'das atzma hosam hublo gomar makni, that's Asmachta lo kanya. The Omar, he'll talk it into himself, Kimli ben Avshoi, I am convinced, the Adana Tvei, I know how to throw a roll of dice better than him. So I'm convinced I'm going to win. So that's Asmachta Lakanya. So then you puzzle because of Gezel. I'll tell him about Yona, Emaloi, but it was not telling him about Satsmo. The most you can say is that he was hoping he's going to win. And you can't say he thought that he's going to win. So Rashi's gives him the more kolkia gavna lav asmachta. He won. It's only asmachta, a kinyan ala tanai, where he was convinced that it's not going to be kiyamata. He can say Telvadasiona is convinced he's going to win. He hopes he's going to win. So Rashi said, hoping you're going to win, that's not called asmachta. I would have thought you can't say asmatalakan. No, he said, once you have the second case, shouldn't be a kavacham in the first case. So he says, no, Vitana tell Vidasi, oh no. One might have thought mistakenly, the Yoma Benaksha Talya Milsa, which pigeon is gonna win. The pigeon race depends on making noise, on clapping, naksha. The Nakesh wants to make noise, but no, he dying on the Nakushitve. The guy will talk into himself, he knows how to make noise better than the other guy, so he'll be able to urge on his pigeon to run faster. He thinks that he can control it, and he made it his chaibus all the time. If I lose the pigeon race, I'll pay you the money. It's not the odds are 1,000,000 to 1. The odds are 2 or 3 gamblers are gambling together with the pigeon race. So he thinks, I know how to control it better, and I'm not going to lose the race. I will tell about the asatma, but rolling the dice, hey, my lord. I would have thought, what do you mean rolling the dice? You don't see what's on the dice, even if you see. How can you throw it in such a way that you're going to win? So I would have thought over there, it's only he hopes that he's going to win. By the pigeon race, he thinks he's convinced he's going to win. He knows, he thinks he trained his pigeons better than the other guy. Sure. So that's why tzrich, I need both. So the Gemara says meisve. So what's meisve? Aloh on kasha. So the gist of this tosefta is to say that there is an institution, Bezal Shalmata accepts tshuva, to declare that the person is no longer posseletus. A rush is posseletus unless he does tshuva. So the Bezal Shalmata has to assess whether we accept the tshuva. They have to be convinced that it's not just a rumi komari. So there's a long tosefta that tells you what tshuva we accept. Amsach b'kuvi elahin amsach. It's a tosefta that's commenting on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says amsach b'kuvi is posel eidus. So what does it mean? So it spells out elah amsachim b'pispisim. Little slots. Little pispisim b'vadam elah. I feel the klipe goes and klipe remember, whatever they gamble, whatever they used to gamble, gambling paraphernalia. The emasai chazaros, when do they become kosher la'edus? That's the gist of the whole brisa. When do we accept the tshuva? Emasai chazaros, and mishay shabras pispisim, yachzbam chazora gemura, they bend over backwards. The Rambam writes, you always have to go b'derech ha'mamutza. You shouldn't be extreme, not to this extreme, not to that extreme. Unless a person has a midah raw, unless a person started doing an Avera, so then he has to go to the opposite extreme until he straightens that, and then he can flip back to go to the middle of the road. But sometimes you have to go to the opposite extreme. So that's what it says. If the person was involved in gambling, which is improper, you have to bend over backwards to the other, to the extreme, he's not even going to gamble for nothing. Or the other gear says, afilu lenochem layavdi. That's on the assumption that smachto lakanya is only an issue if the other parties are Jewish. The other parties are goyim. That's how the Bach said. Bach said, we mentioned smachto lakanya is only a din midrabbanan. The only institute, that's how the Mordechai said. And smachto lakanya midrabbanan is only, you don't take away money from another fellow Jew to give to him. But if the nochri lost through smachto, so we leave it on the din deraisa. Smachto lakanya, and I can keep the money. Asmachto lakan is only not to take away from another Jew. So if you hold like that's the girsa that they have on the side, the sechacha afilu the nochrim, even though strictly speaking asmachto by nochrim, so you should be allowed to do it. But if you have to be chayzer b'tshuva because you were gambling with other Jews, you have to bend over backwards to the extreme, afilu the nochrim by avdi, even though shivit in mutam. And then you can go b'derech hamamutzei afterwards. Malva beribis, comment on the Mishnah. So they say exactly what Rava said. Rava said, Echad amal v'echad alayna. The Gemara says it's a beferish brisa. That's it. It's surprising that Rav and Aleph, and they quoted Rava, and they asked for the Mishnah says, not so, malva beribis, and the answer, no, means milva beribis, doesn't mean malva. Milva habo beribis, are both the malva and the loiva, are both puzzled, because they're both in violation of the Yisra, machmas chimut vomit. The loiva gets a hova, and the malva is going to make interest in the deal. So they're both doing the aver of ribis, machmas chimut vomit. So the Gemara defended Rabbi. They should have said, Rabbi's enough in a Tosefta here. Malva Beribis, the Tosefta spells it out. Echad amal v'echad aloyna. It's a beferish, but Rabbi said. V'emesai chazar asam. Again, you have to bend over backwards. Yishikaru ashtarem yachzer b'hem chazar gemura. What's bend over backwards? What's called chazar gemura? Afilu l'nachri l'omais. Strictly speaking, to lend Beribis to l'nachri should be muta. L'nachri sashich. To lend to another is mutter. But this fella has to get it out of his system. He has to bend over backwards to the opposite extreme. Okay. Then So that's the question. What does Mafrich Yayin mean?
According to Rav Sheshes, though, why does it show tshuva if you don't gabble with nachim? If he said that a smachta, it's not a smachta. A smachta kubya might not even be a smachta, it's because of yeshiva sholom.
Anyway, say Yeshua Shaloyla alone doesn't pass. Someone asked, what if a guy sits and learns in a koil? A guy reads newspapers, he got a big Yerusha, and he reads magazines all day long. There's no halacha, anyway, say Yeshua Shaloyla is possible. The fellow has to have done some aveira. The Tosi says, either Asmat or Lakanya is only made the Rabbanan, or it's Lakanya Menatoira, the Marcha held is only Rabbanan. Or but it's b'shegik. People don't realize that it's not there. They talk it into themselves that it's muta, but really it's not right. Really, we say he's in violation of gezel, but we can't passel him because of that avera, because it's b'shegik, or because asmach tolakani itself is only gezel with the rabbanon. Whatever, all the things that are the halva, the ribbis is only ribbis the rabbanon, or it's b'shegik. So then we passel him. He said, if he's saying oisik b'shuv shalolam. Then we give him a shame rasha, but Eino Isik alone doesn't pass him. Rav Sheshes only says that the Misachi B'Kubi is possible, even if you have the Girsa of Rashi and Tesis, that Kol Ki Agav Nalav Asmachti, but still it's an improper activity. It's considered improper.
But why should it be a difference of Goyim? Then Bechinam makes sense because he's showing he's really not gambling anymore, but it's the same mutter that it would be with Jews as mutter with Goyim.
If it's based on a smachta, look, if it's based on a smachta,
I've gotten a lot of smachta, so then let's just say it's much of a Jews and
the by the gambling.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's probably like that girsa on the side. That girsa is like the Bach, that smachta lakan is only a din midrabbana. They only institute the midrabbana, not to take away from Yisrael. Take away from Anochi, so they left that on his din deraisa, that asmachta is kind. So to take away money from Anochi based on an asmachta, we revert back to the din deraisa. It's really muta, but for a Baal Tshuva, he has to bend over backwards.
So if gambling is not asmachta at all, then what is it related to that din?
I don't know. Taisus. See, according to Rashi and Taisus, the Gersa was Kol Ki Hagavna Lav Asmachti. It sounds like it's had to gomer, mutter to gamble. That's how the Ramah passed, mutter to gamble. That's what Tosis writes, mutter to gamble. According to the Ramah, it's easier. The Ramah says, no, it's also to gamble. But he's gambling b'shegik. So the gambling per se, like Tosis says, if you have Misach b'kuvya is possible because of, not because I know it's b'shuv b'shalom, possible because of asmach tolakanya, to let it be possible in our Torah. So they said that is b'shegik. So the Rama holds that's the correct pshat here. Not called Rav Sheshes Amar. Not called Ki Agavna Lav Asmachta. It is Asmachta, but that's not enough to passel. He is a ganav, but the gneiv alone doesn't passel because it's b'shegim. So the reason why it's passel because ain't osik b'yishuv b'shalom. But you have to according to the Rambam, you have to start off with some avera that he is doing something wrong. It's a good question. According to Rashi and Tosfos, if it's het the gomer, if you have the girsa called Ki Agavna Lav Asmachta, het the gomer to gamble for money. When you gamble with another Jew, so how do you passel him later? So if it's any osik b'yishuv b'shalom. If you have bezuyim, that's a different category. That's a gemara in kiddushin, the end of the first pair. Ha'echol bashuk doymel kelev. Now in New York, walk in the street, everybody's eating bananas and munching on sandwiches in the street. The gemara says doymel kelev, and there's one opinion that is passel later. That's how we pass in the shulchan. I don't know if it still applies today. Ha'echol bashuk doymel kelev. Everybody eats in the street. Yeah. So that's a different category. That a person who acts doesn't have self-respect and self-dignity, nishke mensch. A person walks around naked in the street. Not normal. Ha'elech orim bashuk. The guy's not normal. So bezuyim apostolators, because they don't act like normal human beings. So ha'elech bashuk also is considered, in the days of the Gemara, it's considered he doesn't act like a normal human being, so we apostle him later. Because he can't think straight. And we can't trust anything that he says. So, ein oisik b'yishuv b'shalolam. We don't say, whoever's not oisik b'yishuv b'shalolam, we passel him. According to the Rambam, it makes more sense. He is doing some avera, but the avera is b'shegik, like Tosfos says. The avera is b'shegik. So the avera is not enough to passel him, because he thinks it's not so bad. He talks it into himself. Even if he knows that it's wrong, but he's moira hetter. Barahetta means he talks it into. He's cheating on income tax. You know he's not allowed to cheat. The rabbi holds a sermon every year, it's tax season. You're not allowed to cheat on income tax. But he's Marahetta. He says, look, the president cheats, the congressman cheats, the chief justices cheat. Everybody cheats on income tax, so I'm going to do the same thing. So Marahetta makes it a little bit b'shoikin. Not really, but it makes it a little bit b'shoikin, so it doesn't become postulated. So the Rambam learns that the Rambam, that's what the Vilna Gaon writes on Chof Dalam and Beis. Rambam apparently didn't have that line anymore. Kol ki ha-gabna lav asmachti. He agrees that it is asmachta and asmachta lo kani, but that's not enough cause to pasul him later because it's really merahetter. Either it's really b'shoigig or it's b'mezer, but it's merahetter. So you only pasul him if we declare him. That's the gemara. Need hachroza. You have to declare him. He is a mafricha yoinim. He is a mesachik b'kubim. He is a tzorchei shviyas. So when we declare him as such, that's nuchal Hashem psul midrabbanan. That's the gemara that it only passes mikanal habok. That on these cases in the Mishnah need achrozah. The pashut pshat in the gemara is like the Rambam wrote that if a person does a malacha deraisa on Shabbos and Yom Tov is posuleidus minatorah, on Yom Tov is yesh bo malchus, on Shabbos yesh bo misa. If he does a malacha midrabbanan on Shabbos and Yom Tov, then he's posuleidus midrabbanan. So that you don't need achrozah. It's not a gemara that every psul midrabbanan needs achrozah. No. He's a Rasha midrabbana, shehu Rasha lomus. There's a shame Rasha by doing an aver sheish b'malkas or doing an aver sheish b'misa. So that shame Rasha postulates. But over here, he doesn't even have a shame Rasha midrabbana because he's b'sheigig or he's moira heter. So here, they postulate him only if he's ain't hosting b'shuv shalom, he does make another parnosis. So we lay to him, you are a mesachik b'kuvia. According to the first opinion, Rami Bachama, one whoever won in a gambling deal is a gazlan, he's postulated for the rest of his life until he's chayes of a tshuva, until we're convinced that it's a major, tshuva gemura. And we don't pass like that. So we pass like Reb Yudah, we pass like Rami Bachon, we pass like the second one, like Avsheshes. Only if ain't oisig b'shem shalom, we have to label him as a mesachet b'kubi. We have to label him as a malva b'rus, label him as a mechichiyam. So label him as on ain't oisig b'shem shalom. So you're right, the way Rashi and Taisus have the girsa. You're allowed to gamble for money for Jews. So why is he postulated if he ain't lo'um nesacheres? Because ain't oisig b'shem shalom and postulated. It is very difficult. The Rambam is in a certain sense easier. The Rambam's pshat is easier than the Rashi and Taisus. Rashi and Taisus is not so well understood. How can you say just because the guy's ain't oisig b'shem shalom? A guy got a big Yerusha and he sits and he reads newspapers all day long, watches television all day long. Is he going to say that he's posuleitis? How can he say he's posuleitis? There is no such thing. If he does Averis and the Averis are b'shegig and it's not enough to pass on, so then we invented a new psul. Mesachet b'kuvia, when you kaveya, achrazit, we declare that he is a mesachet b'kuvia, that posuleitis. I remember one of the boys got married. The year that we learned Sanhedrin, our Salvatrix Cliff. So the boy's father used to work in the post office in the Bronx. So his father invited some non-Jews to come to the wedding. So right before the Badekin, the Chosim was saying, and it's a broch in a Yiddish. He didn't speak Yiddish well. So Rabbi Salvatrix was there, Rabbi David Lipschitz was there, and the Mashgiach, Rabbi Lassim was there, with the long beards, and they were all shaking back and forth. And the Goyish postal workers were asking the father, what's he talking about? What's he talking about? So he says, he's talking about gamblers. So they thought it was crazy. He's ready to march down the aisle. He's talking about gambling. Father says, shh, he's talking about gamblers. He's saying over Rav Soloveitchik Shia, Masach B'Kuvia. He liked the Shia. He said about the Achroza, Kaveh Adashem Psul, this Shia. He liked that Shia. So he said it over, yeah. So the Rambam is a little easier to understand. Okay, I don't know. According to Rashi and Tosfos, I don't know. Nachmo. So the Gemara quotes this long braisa. The thrust of the braisa on chof hey on the days is to establish emas chazarosim. So it says each one has mafricha yoinim. The Mishnah has, so the Tosefta is explained elu shemamrim es hayoinim. The mamrim es hayoinim. What does it mean? Mamrim es hayoinim means hamra means they vie against each other. They have a race, a pigeon race. A mamre means like hamra'a, like when the plane takes off, that's called hamra'a. So mamre sayyana means you have a coop You have a dove coop, and I get your doves to run away from you. You can translate mamim either way. Mamim, they vie with each other. It's a pigeon race. Mamim sayan means that I get your doves to run away. He still can't tell. So that's what the Gemara is going to pick up on. The Gemara says, "Ktani miyos." Skip 10 lines. The Gemara says, "Ktani miyos." Says in the Brisa, "Behem b'chay v'yoy." Bishleim alamam diyam itak miyoy nechli yoy. If my fricha yoy means a race, a pigeon race, so you can have a horse race, and you can have a deer's race, and you can have behem b'chay v'yoy. You can have any kind of an animal. You can have a race. But if it means I get an animal to whistle or to encourage your animals to run away, so is there such apparently there is such a thing by birds, there is such a thing by wild animals, by chayot. Is there such a thing by behemoths? I can send a cow and the cow will whistle, dance and sing and play a guitar and get your cows to run away from your barn and run to my barn. The Gemara says, is there such a thing? If it's a horse race, you can have a horse race. Horses. Is there such a thing? Anthony Mar, yes, Bishar Abar, on a wild animal, and it can convince others to run away. What's the original Machlokes HaTanaim? Where the Shor Abar is in Behema Minchai. So Rashi explains, Pluktaihu, Rashi has one line. Pluktai, the original Machlokes HaTanaim is Linyan HaTorah's Elboy, Likisui Hadam. There are two different, there's Behema and Chai, Alpidin, they're different. Chelev is only also Chelev Behema. Chelev Chaya is Mutter. You don't have to remove Chelev Avachai. And Osev is Beno, is only by Behema, doesn't apply to Chaya. Likisui Hadam is the reverse, only applies to Shishchad. Chayo o of michutz lamachane. The shofar has done with his behema does need kisu. So the difference is lalacha between behema and chayah. Chaylev is only us if it's behema, if it's a chayah, chaylev is mutter. Kisa adam is only a chayo or an oaf. Behema does need kisu. And also behez beno is only by behema, doesn't apply to chayah, doesn't apply to oaf. If that's the ganze machlek is by kisi adam and chaylev, and also behez beno, so why is it in Mishnah is kilayim? It's negated kelaim also. If you have a shor and you have a shor abor, so if a shor is a behem and shor abor is a chaya, so even though it's a shor and a shor, but if one is a behem and one is a chaya, that's also by definition kelaim. But if a shor abor is also, it's a shor, and a shor abor is also a behem, so it's a shor and a shor, and then there's no kelaim. So that's a fourth nafkamina. But the three Rashi said pluktayu leinyan chelav in kisei adam and also as benai. That's in chulin, and the sugis in chulin. The Gemara talks about. How do you determine whether any given animal is a behem or a chaya? So the Gemara says it's not so easy. It depends on how the shape of the horns are. It's a little complicated. So that's what the Shach writes over there, that we don't eat. The Shach lived in Vilna until Chmelnitsky writes, then he ran away, that they shouldn't kill him. The Chachmans, we also lived in Vilna at the time. Many, the Chachmans, Mechoykek lived in Vilna. They all ran away with the Chmelnitsky writes at that time. So the Shach lived in Vilna, so he writes, the minig in Vilna is that you don't eat chelev of any animal unless you have a masora, that it's a chaya, a deer. We know for sure a deer is a chaya, because it's hard to determine whether on the shape of the horns, is it a behem or a chaya. So it's an isa chelev, it's an isa kori, so you don't look for trouble. So that's the line in the Shach. The Chachma Sodom also lived in Vilna. So the Chachma Sodom quotes the Shach as saying that the minig in Vilna is you never eat an animal, you don't rely on your own determination that it's malager, mafis, parasol, unless you have a tradition, unless you have a masorah, that it's a kosher animal. So that's what others disagree. What do you mean? The Shach never said that. The Shach said you don't eat the chelev of an animal. To determine whether it's a behema or a chaya depends on the shape of the horns. That's the sugis in the middle of chulin. Shape of the horns, you have to know animals well. So that's a complicated thing. So the Shach says we don't rely on that. Unless we have a masara, that this animal is a chaya, so then you can eat the chelev. But the paskan on your own, you don't. But the shach, what's so complicated to determine whether it's malager, mafis, parso? It's not so complicated. It's easy. So that was the shaila. So we spoke about it. In the early years of the Medina, they wanted to introduce the zibu in Eretz Yisrael. The zebu gives off milk like a cow. It tastes almost like the milk of a cow. And it comes from India. And it doesn't have to drink so much because it's very warm there. In the Middle East, it's very warm. And the behemoths have to keep on drinking. So camels can drink water, and the water will last for a couple of days. So these zebu animals, it looks like a cow, but it has a hump on top. It looks a little like a camel. Basically, looks like a cow, but it has a hump and looks like a camel. It's malager mafis parsa, but also has a hump in the middle. So in India, they had the Jews who lived in India used to shecht zebu, and they used to eat it. So they said that the zebu is the best thing because it doesn't have to drink all the time. So it has the mila for the Middle East. So they want to introduce it. So Herzog was the chief rabbi at that time who was going to approve it. So the Chazon Ish had a whole correspondence with him. He said, we can't allow it because the Litvaks follow the Chochmas Sodom like the Bible. And the Chochmas Sodom says that that's the minhag. Chochmas Sodom lived in Vilna. And he says, even though the Shach never really said that, but the Chochmas Sodom says the minhag in Vilna is that you only eat an animal if you have a tradition that it's a kosher animal. You don't rely on your own determination that it's malagero or mafis parsa. So he said, you shouldn't allow the zebu, because there were many Litvish Jews in Eretz Yisrael, they won't be able to eat the flesh, they won't be able to drink the milk, because the milk from a behemoth mei is asa. So if you don't have a masa, you don't know that it's kosher. So this was going on for a couple of years, until they didn't, the goyim were making studies on this, that they were breeding together the zebus with cows, until they came to a combination that it's 5/8 this and 3/8 the other one. I forgot which way. If it has 1 gram of it and so on. So it's 5/8 zebu and 3/8 cow that has the best of both worlds. Then the milk tastes just like the milk of the cow. And it doesn't have to drink water for 3 days like a camel. So once they established that the two can breed together, so then you know that the masur that we have on the cow, that the cow is mintar, that we know cows are kosher, we've been shechting cows for centuries, so the masur carries over to the zebu, because the Gemara says in the first parak in Chorus that a behemoth kshera with a behemoth tamea, non-kosher animals, cannot breed together. So these that were able to breed, they're not allowed to breed them together. That's an isa of kilai. One is a zebu, one is a cow. It was an isa. It was done by non-observant Jews or by non-Jews, whoever did the research. But they were breeding the two together. So if they breed together, so then some say has chubas, others have. If you have a masorah on one of the two that is kosher, then they give lotus, so you see that the other one is also kosher. Otherwise, it wouldn't be able to be merlid with each other. So by now, it's accepted that the zebu is kosher. But for many years, they had this whole tumult that you're not allowed to eat zebu. Remember about 10 years ago, 15 years ago, I remember there was a whole scandal on a Friday in Bnei Brak. A lot of people found out that the flesh that they bought from the store and they put in their cholent was zebu flesh. That the butcher shops were selling zebu. They were in Argentina when they the slaughtering the flesh for Eretz Yisrael. I don't know if it's still like that. For many years, they used to import flesh from Argentina. Rabbi Neuwirth from the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chos used to go for years to supervise the shechita in Argentina, and then for years they used to take flesh from America. They used to freeze it and send it and shecht it in America and send it to Eretz Yisrael. So in South America, in Argentina, it was very common, they would shecht zebu also. So in Bnei Brak, where the Chazon Ish lived, and they used to be nizah not to eat zebu, so once on a Friday, about 10 years ago, 15 years ago, I don't know, in recent history, they started a whole tumult. They found out that the butcher had sold them zebu flesh, and they shouldn't eat their cholent. So then the whole scandal blew over in less than a week, because they pointed out that all of the tefillin and the mezuzahs and the sifrei Torah, they were using parchment from the zebu animals also. So not only will they have to ask the cholent, they'll have to passel everybody's sifrei Torah, tefillin, and mezuzah, because you can only write an or behemoth tamei, you can't write an or behemoth Torah. And then they had already established that if it's a hybrid and it's 5/8 one and 3/8 the other one, has the best of both worlds, has the best milk that tastes like cow's milk, and it doesn't have to drink water for 3 days like the camel. So if they can breed together and have a lot of it, the Gemara says, that the Torah and the Tameya can't breathe together. So if you have a Masara on one, so the Chacham Sofer says the Masara can't resolve on the other. So by now it's already been established that the Zibul is kosher. At that time, Rav Herzog said, we have a Masara because the religious Jews in India used to eat the Zibul. So the Chazon Ish, they printed the whole correspondence. In the old biographies of the Chazon Ish, in the five-volume biography, years ago, people lived longer. They had more time to read biographies. So they had five volumes of biography. Now, people live shorter, they have no time. So they write a one-volume biography of the Chazon Ish. So in the five-volume, the Pe'er Ador said they have a whole chapter on the Zibul. So they write at that time that the Chazon Ish said, no, a Masorah has to be approved by big Talmidei Chachamim. And the Jews in India never had any big Talmidei Chachamim. That religious balabatim. So that doesn't count as a Masorah. So Rav Herzog gave in to him. He said, he agreed that the Jews in India, unfortunately, never had any big Talmidei Chachamim. And that's not called a Masorah. Until after they did the breeding, which they weren't allowed to do, with Mamish Kalayim. A zebu and a cow are two different meaning. It's Kalayim. And then they realized that if it's Molidim, Zemizes, obviously they're both Behemoth Tahira. So what does the Gemara say again? So the word, the Mishnah has the expression, Mafichi Yenim Apostle. The Tosefta is trying to define, to explain what it is. So it says, Shem Mamrim Esaya. Mamrim could be translated Hamra'ah, like when the plane takes off, it's Hamra'ah. I get all of your pigeons to run away. Or Mamrim means Himru Zeh, that we bet against each other. So you can translate Mamrim Sayanim either way, but the last line, it says, V'lo Yanim Levada, Afilu Behema Chayi V'yav. So the Gemara says, Tani Miyas, Behema. Where do you have, so a horse race you have. You have races, Behema Chayi V'yav, all kinds of animals. But if it's Ara, so that you don't have by Behema. So the Gemara says, no, the Bryce is talking about Shor Abor, where you do have such a thing. And the Bryce calls it a Behema. Following that opinion, that's a machlokes hatanaim in the Mishnah in Kalayim, where the Shor Abor is dina kebehema or dina kechaya. So if you hold that the Shor Abor is dina kebehema, so the Tosefta can refer to the Shor Abor as a behema. So there are four nafkaminas. The three are where the Shor Abor is behema. Mm-hmm. When any given animal is behema or chaya, the three classical nafkaminas would be osbez bero does not apply to chaya, kise adam does not apply to behema. Only applies to chaya. When they shech chickens and turkeys, they do kisei adam. When they shech cows, they never do kisei adam. When they shech deer, then you do kisei adam. The Chumash says, kisei adam is ashishchet behema or oaf. You have kisei adam. Behema, chaya oaf. Behema doesn't need kisei adam. Also, there's no chaylev in kisei adam. And the fourth nafkamina is the Mishnah in Kilayim. If you have a shor and a shor abor. So if the shor is a behema, shor abor is a chaya, even though they're both a shor, one is behema, one is a chaya, then it's going to be kilayim. Kilayim zeb is zeb. But if the shor abor is also behema, so it's a shor and a shor, so then there's no kilayim. Fine. So the Braisa lists off how do you do tshuva? The pygmeim are the things that they use to encourage the behemoths to run in the race, or encourage the behemoth to go steal the other behemoths from the other guy, whichever the case is. Pygmeim, their paraphernalia. Yasvam chazar gmur benzol backwards, dafila benid, but namil abed, even though you're not stealing from anybody, and you're not betting against anybody else. Sercher shviyas, what does that mean? We know what it means. There's a din v'yochla balo l'schor, it's an isa essay. An isa essay per se, you don't become posulatus. You only become posulatus, isa lav sheesh b'malka samisa. But if he violates the Yisrael, Mach Maschim with Mammon, so Cheshvi's making money out of it. So that's Rasha Dechama. So that you don't need the Ramam with the Rif, that Yeshbo Malkus Amisa. You only need Malkus Amisa if it's a Rasha Dalab Dechama. See, so Cheshvi's a Rasha Dechama. Even though it's only Yisrael, it's enough to pass them. Elish and Osim and Osim, they do big business with Perishvi's. Let's say I plucked off a couple of fruits, Perishvi's, I was Zerchem and Ahefka, all the Perishvi's I have. I'm Zerchem and Ahefka. And then somebody asked me, can I have an apple? So I said, I'm going to have to go pluck another apple. I'll sell the apple for a nickel. So the Kesem Mishnah points out on the Ram. That's not called Zerchishvi. It's not Leochle Velo Leschor. Leochle Velo Leschor is if you do big business, a guy takes off all the Asrogim that grow in Shemitah. He takes off 5,000 Asrogim, and he comes to America and he sells all the Asrogim and he makes money, and that's it for the whole year. He's retired for the rest, but they do. The merchants who sell the Asrogim, that's all they do, Sukkahs. The rest of the year they sit and they learn. Whatever, they twiddle their thumbs, they watch television. So that's called Sercher Shviyas. If you do a big business, you just sell one esrog for a dollar. You sell an apple for a nickel and you go get another apple. That's not called Sechem Shvius. Only if you do a big business. That's the Aver. When the next Shemitah comes, the Yibatlu, and they won't do it. That's all, the Yibatlu. And what about bending over backwards? So Rabbi Nechemia, that's not enough. He just said before, you have to bend over backwards. Like the Rambam says, you have to go to the opposite extreme, and then you go back to the middle. How are you going to go to the opposite extreme over here? So if you steal money from someone, so you're supposed to give back the money. The Gemara says, if you gambled from somebody, you did tshuva from today till next year, tshuva doesn't help until you give back the money. Whenever you ba'avled someone else, you have to give back the money, you have to ask mechila, and then you can begin to discuss doing tshuva. Before you give back the money, or even after you give back money, you didn't ask mechila, so there's nothing to discuss about doing tshuva. So here, that's if I stole money from someone else. Here, what did I steal? What I stole from the fund of shvius. I treated perish shvius like a regular commodity. I made big business on it. I violated the daver. So, see, if you steal, if you're mazik, if you're chayvel, you have to pay. If you took ribis, the halacha says you have to give back the ribis. Ribis ketzut says yotze b'dayon. If you did schorib the perish shvius, there's no thing you have to give the money away. Who are you going to give the money away to? But for the purpose of tshuva, he's supposed to bend over backwards. So how can you bend over backwards? We omer Rav Nechemia, so that the Sefta quotes, bend over backwards, look, as always, the one bill vad omru, not only when it comes next Shemitah, he should abstain from doing big business with the perish shvius, so l'chazoras moment. Let him bend over backwards unnecessarily, there is no such halacha. Let him demonstrate that he really feels bad that he did schor ketsa. Omer, he should declare next Shemitah, or after the Shemitah year is over. After he does tshuva, ani plani ben plani kinasti masayim zuz perishes. I make $200 against the din by selling perishes. I'm giving it out to charity now, and it's not going to count for my ma'aser. So all the money that I took the iser, I'm going to distribute to tzedakah. And then in addition to that, I'm going to give money for tzedakah. So that's called bending over backwards. Strictly speaking, it's not the same as paying v'heisha b'sagzela. You didn't steal from the institution of shvius. You're not giving back to the institution of shvius. But whenever a person does tshuva, it says you have to bend over backwards. So that's the way to bend over backwards. So then Gemara has that comment. Tani miyas behema hakadvi. Gemara says sharama. Fine. Then we started ready the next brisa. Tano, you have a brisa. Osifu aleihem. We mentioned there's a balamor has a sefer hatzovot and chulin. Balamor has a running commentary on the whole brief. At the end of the whole commentary, he has a Sefer Hatzovah, which the printers decided to leave out of the regular edition, so it's printed in the Tmim Deim. Tmim Deim is a collection of tshuvas by the Ravid. The Ravid and the Balamor learned by Chavrusa by the Ravid Bal HaEshkol. The Ravid Bal HaHasogas, the one who wrote the Hasogas on the Rama, Ben Avram Ben David, married the daughter of Rabbein Avram Ben Yitzchok. He was also called the Ravid, the Ruah Abbezn. He was the Abbezn of Narbona. That Narbonne is also in Provence. And the Ravid and the Balamor learned together in Lunel. So the Ravid Balasagas has a collection of tshuvas that's called Tmim Deim. So in the end of the collection of the tshuvas, they have miscellaneous things there. So they have the whole Sefer Hatzova of the Balamor. They really belongs at the end of Chulin. He writes a gimmick, a shtick, just like their Yud Gimel Mida Shatar and the Reshes Behem, Klal Prat, Prat, the Klal, the Vashoyim HaKlal, Yatsam and HaKlal, so too the Yud Gimel Mida Shatar, Talmud and Reshes Behem, about stylistic issues in the Gemara. So one of the comments he makes is when you introduce a brisa, sometimes you say Tanya, sometimes you say Tana Rabbanon, sometimes you say Tana, here it says Tana. He tells you what does Tana mean, three different kinds of brises. He says, Tana is a brisa that was intended as a commentary on the Mishnah. I don't know. Here it's not really a commentary on the Mishnah. You have to check all of Shas to see if it's correct. That's what he claims. Okay. So he tells you he makes a difference between Tana and Tanya and Tana Rabban. Here it says Tana. Doesn't seem to fit in with what he said. Then he has other things. When it says Savruha, the first daf in Bava Basra, daf Beis Hamelech, says Savruha, the Bnei HaYeshiva thought. So usually Savruha is a technical term, means that they thought and it's not correct. So Tosis writes over there, they thought and it is correct. There are Yotzim in HaKlal. So the Balamor tells you what it usually means and when it's an exception to the rule. Then he has 13 things like that. He ran through Shas. Interesting. And then you have Melchamas on that too. because that's part of the Balamoris. And the Tmim Deim, they printed the Balamoris Yud Gimel Bina Shatar in the Dreshen Stam for the Sefer Hatzava, and then they have the Mochamis Saoris on that too. Here it says, Tana, we have a Brisa. Asif Aleim, in the later generation, not only did they declare that the Rabbanon, Misaka de Kuvia, Malva Beribis, Mafricha Yonim Apostle, Asif Aleim, they added on, Nochamol, Hagazlon, Vahachamson. They added on later. So, you know, Gazlon, Deraisu. Gazlon is the original Psul. Rosh HaDechomis, that's Bein Labai, Bein Leravim. Rosh HaDechomis, everybody agrees, it's a Psul, Deraisu. What do you mean? Asif Aleim, in a later generation. Everything more we learned today. Nitzvah had l'mtzias chayushet tvikot. Meikor is sober originally from l'mtzias chayushet tvikot and lo shchicha. These guys are only going to be possible with hachroza. That's the Gemara in the next daf, in the third white line. You need hachroza. Hachroza means we label you as a mesachek bekuvya. That's why you need elo umnes elohu. You can't call him a mesach bekuvya, unless that's what he does for a panosa. If he has a regular panosa on the side, he gambles. You can't label him as a mesachek bekuvya. So the way that's how we paskin, like Rab Sheshes, like Rab Yuda, Emasai Lefarish, Elohim Nesacheris. So Meikoris Sava, how can you label a guy? Matzias Chayshah to come. The guy makes a living from Matzias Chayshah to be cotton. It's a Ikroi Bialmahu. Where's the Gemara? Sacha
Bikuvia makes most of his money on gambling and makes.
Right. His whole finance is based on gambling.
Yeah, but let's say he's got a little job, but he also. Most of his income is gambling.
Probably would be possible. I think his main income is from the gambling. His main income is from the gambling. Then he's possible. But over here they thought, it's not so common. How can you label the guy? He's a gazlan. What do you mean gazlan? And once in a while he steals from a little kid. He can't make a living on that. They thought, not to take from the metzias chayushat to the cotton. Rashi says, kid's going to go to his father and say, that man with the beard, he stole the, I found a $100 bill in the street, he stole it from me. So I'm going to go give the guy a sock in the face, I'm going to make a fight. So that's an Isser, you're not allowed to take Mitzir's Chesha to the cup. It isn't even Gezel Nidirabana, the Gemara thought. It's only Darker Shalomi causing Machlekas. The cave in the Chazu, in the later generations, as time went on, they realized, Sof and Ronu, who the Koshakli, Paslin and Rabbana, they declared no. If a person steals from kids, we declare not only is it a violation of Dr. Shalom, you're causing friction, you're causing machlekes, we say the kid was kind of midirabbanon, and it's gezel midirabbanon, we declare you as a gazlan midirabbanon. Do you need hachroza? I don't know. Do you need hachroza here? Is it that if you declare him as a gazlan midirabbanon, maybe you don't even need hachroza? Maybe you only need hachroza on those who are really the shaykhig or whatever. So we say, the Chalashem is Sachet Bikuvia Pasel, the Chalashem Africh Yoinim Pasel. I don't know. But that's what the Gemara says. Meikor Sovar. Loi Shchicha. It's not so common. How can you label him as a Gazlan? Oinami Dakar Shalom is not really Gezel. Yeah. And then, Kibin the Chos of Sofa Mamon, who goes Shak, they declare no, that it's Gezel Midrabah. Then it says, Hachamson. What is Hachamson? Chamson, the Gemara says in Bava Kamma. What's the difference between a Gazlan and a Chamson? Gazlan, I steal your automobile and I don't pay you. Chamson, I steal it and I pay you money for it. Chamson, yav demei. So Chamson, the Meikor, the guy's leaving money for it, he created the Almahu. He's not going to keep on doing this big fear. So how can he declare, he is a Chamson, we're going to declare him in the Rabban. You are hereby declared as a Chamson, and therefore you pass legis. It's he created the Almahu. He doesn't do it big fears. He was going to pay money each time. So he's not going to do it because he created the Alma. Even the Chazu, the Kochatvi, they saw that it's becoming very uncomfortable. Gazabi Rabbana, they said, no, we will declare him as a Chamson. There's a new Chalashem Chamson. And that Pasal later. That Pasal's latest. Yeah. So Taisus here quotes the Gemara in Bava Metzia Dafei on the base. The Gemara says there, La Sachman Le Inshi below the name Mashmalahu. People have the attitude that you only violate La Sachman if you don't pay. They have the thinking that if you pay for it, so you don't violate La Sachman. So Tesis has two opinions. How do you translate the words out of that Gemara in Bav Metzia? The same Tesis appears there in Bav Metzia, and that Heim Beis. It should have said Heim Beis Risham. Whenever it says Risham, means it is like in the next Tesis, Bav Kama Ayin Tesis Beis Risham. Shamin, there's a Tesis on that daf that talks about the same topic. So here the Tosafot Bava Metzia has the same two opinions that they have here. When the Gemara says La'sachman le'inshi v'loy d'nei mashma lehu, means that that's a mistaken impression that people have, and it's really not correct. You violate La'sachman even if you do pay money. Or no, La'sachman le'inshi v'loy d'nei, that's what the impression, and that's correct. This is where it starts off, Aval haim toim. La'sachman ha'av fi d'biyayin, ishlam mashma lehu d'kom etzlam anam. It kenu emes? This has two days. Whether kenu emes or no, that's the haim toim. It's incorrect. So that's what Tosis has the 2 days. One day is, you only violate Losachmud if you don't pay money. If you pay money, you don't violate Losachmud. So Losachmud is Losigzel. So what do you need Losachmud for? In Lava Ola Bishnei Lavin. In addition to Losigzel, there's a Nisa Losachmud. That's a machlokes, the Rambam and the Raiva. Famous machlokes, the Rambam and the Raiva, Rav Chaim Moshe has in his Tshuvas. Chaim Moshe was a goyin and all. He's known for psak. He lived in the 1900s, died 1940 or something like that. So he has psak for the 1900s. A lot of it is still relevant today. Much of it is still relevant today. And he has tilpulim also. He has ankotshim and he has antares and he has anezikin. He has tilpulim. So he quotes, there's a machloikas, the Ramam and the Rabbit. One who violates loisachmaid is ain't a loike. The end of Perek Aleph and Ilchas Gzela. So the Rambam writes, one who violates Losachman is not like it because it's a Lapsha Einbo Maisa. So the Rabbit writes, why is it a Lapsha Einbo Maisa? The Rambam himself writes that there's a difference between Losachmoid and Losisabe. Losisabe, you violate. Let's say if I walk into a store, I walk into a store and they sell things, and I have a desire to buy the things. That's not a violation of Losachman. Everything is for sale. If I walk into your house, your wife is not for sale. Your paintings are not for sale. Your library, your furniture, your automobile is not for sale. So if I desire something of yours that's not for sale, you're not interested in giving it up, and I pressure you until you sell it to me, then I'm in violation of the sakh. So the Rambam says, when I have the desire to get it from you, even before I lift a finger to get it, that's already a violation of Lois HaSava. If it's not for sale, it's yours, I shouldn't even have a desire to get it. How can a person control his desires? That's the Ibn Ezra has on that pasuk. How can you tell a person to control his desires? So he says, everybody controls his desires. Would I ever fall in love with the king's daughter? I know it's lo bo b'cheshbon. The king will never let me marry his daughter. So even though she's very good looking, I will never have a desire to marry the king's daughter. I know it's out of my bounds. Lo bo b'cheshbon. So everyone should have the attitude, someone else's wife, someone else's home, someone else's automobile, someone else's library, it's not mine. It's not for sale. He's not interested in relinquishing his ownership. So you shouldn't have any desires. So you can't control your desires. That's everybody knows it, Ibn Ezra says. Everybody knows you can control. So the Rambam quotes from the Sifrei, what's the difference between Lois Hasav and Lois Achma? Some Rishonim say it's exactly the same, but the Rambam says based on the Sifrei. So Lo Sisabe, he says, you violate when you have the desire, even without doing a thing about it. Lo Sachmad, you only violate, it says, when you come to Eretz Yisrael and you'll see the Ovdi Avodah Zarah worshipping idols, Sachmad Kesev Zov Aleihem V'Lakachtalo. You shouldn't desire the gold and the silver, Noye Avodah Zarah, and take it. So that's an Issa. Not only Avodah Zarah is also Banoah, Noye Avodah Zarah, the jewelry on the Avodah Zarah is also Asa Bano, and the Tikruvis Avodah Zarah and the Mishamchi Avodah Zarah, all the four are Asa Bano. So the Pasuk says, La'sachman kesev zov aleim v'lakach taloch. So the Sifrei says, you see from that Pasuk, that it's only, you only apply the verb of chemda if it's a desire that leads to taking, v'lakach taloch. If you didn't take it, then it's only called Lysis Sabbath. So the Rambam says, based on the Sifrei, when a person has a desire to get someone else's wife, and then he doesn't do anything about it, he has a desire to convince him to sell him his automobile or his library, but then he doesn't do anything about it, then he's in violation of Lois HaSavah. When he goes and he does something and he gets it, then he's in violation of Lois HaSavah. So the Rabbit asks on the Rambam, if a person violates Lois HaSavah, that's an Aver Belev, that's a Lav Shein B'mai Sein, Loikim Olam. But if the person you say, the Rambam quotes from the Sifrei, you only violate L'sachmad if you did V'loch Kach Toloch. So L'kicha Ein L'cha Maisa Godel Mizeh. So why does the Rambam say that it's a Lav Shein B'maisa? So the Rabbit says, I agree with the Rambam V'lav Mitaymeh. I think the Rambam is right that there's no Malkus, but it's a different reason why. It's because it's a Lav Anitan L'Tashlumin. The Gemara says in the third Perek in Eloheinu Aloikin, in the third parak in Nakas, what are the rules and regulations when you get malchus? And one of the rules is that alav anita kla asay, you don't get malchus. So the Gemara says, if a person steals someone else's property and he has the ability to return it, and he fulfills the mitzvah beheshev b'sagzela, so that's alav anita kla asay, so he doesn't get any malchus. What if he stole someone else's property and he ate it up, or he crashed the car up and there's nothing to return? Or he got lost. He stole someone else's property, he lost it, and he can't fulfill the mitzvah of returning it back. So would you tell me that one who violated Lo Sigzel and he's unable to fulfill the Vahishav Sagzela is going to get Malkus? The Gemara says no. He still, even in that case, he does not get Malkus. So there's a Machlekes, Rashi and Tosfos, why does he not get Malkus? So some Rishonim say, it's still a Lava Nitikla. So the Ese Vahishav Sagzela is either fulfilled by returning Vahishav Sagzela Asher Gozal, if it's still Bien, or if it's not Asher Gozal, if it's not still the end, by paying money, by paying the value, that's the fulfillment of the Heshvus Akzela. So it's still Ein Aloika because it's a Lava Nita Klasi. And the other Rishonim say no. The Rambam says no. A Lava Nita Klasi is only if you return the original Bien, if it's still Bien in its original state. Heshvus Akzela, Asher Gozal. If it's not Nishtana and it's not Huzak and it's still in its original state. Once it's not no longer in its original state, it's a chiv to pay, but that's another klal. Lava nita natashlumin is ein aloik. That's a different klal. Lava nita kles ein aloik is one klal. Lava nita natashlumin is another klal. So the Rambam, Sir Reb Chaim Elias explains, the Rambam and the Ravid argue over here what's the nature of the lav of leisachma. Leisachma is violated. It's an isa midas. If I have a taiva to get your wife or to get your property, that's already an isa. So that's a lav of midas. That's a lav shema maisa. I have such a feeling. It's a lav shema maisa. So the Rambam's opinion is that lasachmaid is only v'lakach talach. He quotes from the Sifrei, only v'lakach talach. But that's only a shear in the desire. If the desire was so strong that it led me to negotiate to get your wife, to get you to divorce your wife, and then I took her and I married her, or I convinced you, I kept on offering more and more money till you sold me a painting, till you sold me a library. So then that shows what a strong desire I had. So it's still a lab of a desire. So a lab of a desire is always a lab shame by myself. So that's ain't like the mother. And the rabbi disagrees. The rabbi holds no. That's a lab shame by myself. But the sachma, since the Rambam quotes from the Sifrei, you only violate the sachma if it's for lakach taloch. So the rabbi holds that that's a lab of gezel. So that's a lab anitan letashlumin. The rabbi says, I agree with the Rambam. That by Lasachman you don't get Malkus, but not because of his reasoning. Rama says, Alav Shema Maisa, he tainas Emacha Maisa, God Mizeh, he did Balakach Taloch. So the Rama thinks that's not the Avera. The taking is an indication that he had such a strong desire that it led to the taking. But the Avera was the desire. So the desire is always Emba Maisa. And the Rabbi thinks, no, the Lav is the taking. The Lav of Lasachman is the same. It's a repeat of the Lav of Lasigzal. So that's 2 days in Tosis. One day in Tosis was, when the Gemara says there in Babitzia Dafei, Lasachman Leinshi, below the main mashma, people have the attitude, people have the impression that you don't violate Loisachmoid. If you take it and you don't pay, so Tais has one opinion that is the correct, that is the emes, that Loisachman means Loisigzel. Yeah. Then Tais says at the end of the Tais, Tais quotes, there's a Gemara, the first half in Perek HaKoines. So the Gemara sounds like it says the following, that's what Tais says. If I pressure you, there's a Mishnah in Erechin. The Gemara in Erechin Daf Chof discusses it. Sometimes the din requires that a bezel will require a man to give his wife a gift. Let's say the husband is miserable to his wife. So in Eretz Yisrael, if he doesn't want to give his wife a gift, they put him in prison, they take away his passport, they take away his driver's license, they pressure him. Strictly speaking, they can beat him up. But we live in a civilized society, so we don't beat people up. So you put him in prison. People sitting in prison for 50 years, 60 years, since after Hakamah, they refuse to give the wives a gift. They like it in prison. So you have a right to pressure a person to give a gift. So the question is, but it says you have to give the gift out of his own free will. So it says in the Mishnah, Makanoso, Kofanoso, Hashem Aretzah. You beat him up. He says, we tell him he's supposed to give you a gift. He says, I refuse to. We beat him up. He says, I'm not going to give a gift. Hit him again. I'm not going to give it. We keep on hitting him, till he gives in. So he finally says, okay, I have no choice. I'm going to give her a gift. So he has to say, he has to volunteer something more. He has to say, right, Sonny. has to say, I want to give it a get. Stop beating me up. If he just says, okay, that's no good. He has to volunteer something more than that. He has to say, Rotzani, he always wanted to give the get. You don't have to pressure me so much. I was going to give it a get anyway. So he has to blurt out Rotzani. So the Mishnah has that by two cases. The Mishnah in Erech and Davchav has it by a man is supposed to give the get and the Bezin beats him up and he keeps on refusing until he finally gives in. He has to blurt out Rotzani. If he just says, okay, I give in, that's not good enough. He has to say, stop, I'm going to give it a get anyway. I'm going to give it. He has to say, volunteer on his own. He has to say something more than the work forcing him to do. And the Mishnah has it also by a person who's mechuyev to bring a korban. He pledged to give an oil shlamim and he didn't bring it. So then it says yakrivos abal korcha. And then it says l'ritzono, out of his own free will. So how do you drive the two psukim? Yakrivos abal korcha and l'ritzono out of his own free will. So kofenos hachiyah meretzani, the same thing. So the Gemara, the first daf in Akoinis, seems to extend it. That's what the last few lines in the Tesis say. Seems to extend it to a chamson. If the chamson, I take your automobile, and the automobile, I have a fancy Lexus, and it sells for $35,000. But it's a used car. So I give you the $35, and I take your car. So the Tesis understood in the Gemara, I'm not kind of the car. I'm only kind of the car if you say Roitzani. I keep on pressuring you, and finally you say, okay, I'll be happy to sell you the car. I keep on offering more. First I say, I buy the car for $25,000. $25,000 worth more. I say, $30,000. No, I have an attachment. I say, $45,000. Okay, I'll be happy to sell the car $45,000. If I offer him $100,000, for sure he's going to sell me the car. He paid $40,000. He's not $100,000 more. A guy wants to buy my Gemara. I say, no, I have an attachment to it. He says, I'll give you $100. Sold. I'll give you $100. But what attachment? How much of attachment do I have? $100, I'll be happy to sell you. So if I keep on pressuring the guy till he says, right, Sonny, I'll be happy to sell you. So then the Gemara says that you can. So Tosis understood that the Rambam only quotes right, Sonny, by the two cases in the Mishnah. He only quotes it by the get and by the korbanos. By Kiddushin, he never quotes it. In Hilchos Ishus, the Rambam doesn't have it. And by Mekach HaMemka, the Rambam doesn't have it. The Ravid is masik on both Rambams. The Rabbi is masing in Hilchas Kiddushin, when a girl pressures a boy, that the boy holds a gun up to the girl and he says, you better marry me or I shoot you. And then she says, okay, I got no choice. So the Gemara says, Hu asu shloi kahogin, asu imu shloi kahogin. That's highly improper to pressure a girl to threaten to kill her unless she marries you. So that's Avkinu Abani Kiddushin B'nei. That's one of the few cases that the Gemara says, Avkinu. Called the Mekadosh Adaita Rabban Mekadosh, Avkinu Rabban Kedush Minei. So that's a Gemara. But what if the girl holds a gun to the boy? So that's not who also Shloika, he also saw Shloika again. He always has a barrier to give her a get later on if he doesn't want. If he held a gun against her and she married him, Bal Korcho, so she's stuck for the rest of her life. So we say, he also Shloika Hogan, also Ima Shloika Hogan. So they were Makir the Kedush. But if she held a gun against him and she pressured him to marry her, then we treat it like the regular dinim of Talyul Vizovin Zvina Zvina, and we say the Kiddushin is Chal, and if he wants later on to give a get, he can give a get. So the Rambam writes that din. He got it from the Goyim, a difference whether he pressured her or she pressured him. So the Rambam writes, if the girl held the gun and the boy married her, okay, so Talyul Vizovin said the Kiddushin is Chal. So the Ravid says, the Rambam forgot to mention Roitzani, that you need Roitzani. And then same thing, the Rambam writes, if I told you vizavin, the Rambam quotes the Gemara in Cheskes Habatim, if, let's say, you have a Mona Lisa, you have the Mona Lisa, and I say, I'll give you $100. What are you, crazy? It's worth millions. So I give you $1 billion. I keep on raising the price till I make it so much and it's worth your while, so you finally give in. So if you say, Roitzani, so the Ravid says, if you say Rotzani, you say, oh, I'll be thrilled to sell it to you for $1 billion. If you say something more, then I'm kaina. But if you didn't say Rotzani, the Ravid says that you're not kaina. The Ravid is masig on the Rambam. The Rambam didn't write Rotzani. The Rambam just quoted the din. Amar Avuna tell you, Vizoven, if they pressure the person, they threaten to kill him, unless he sells some merchandise, and he finally sold it. So the Rambam quotes the Gemara that is good. He didn't mention Rotzani. So the Rambam apparently holds that you only need Rotzani in the two cases that are mentioned in the Mishnah. Case by the get, apparently by get you need a higher level of das, and the case by the korban also you need a special thing. Yaakov also l'ritzona, a pasuk l'ritzona, you need ritzona. In kol ha'tarkel you don't need. But the Ravid holds like this Tosfos, that whenever you koyfa a person into agreeing to something, you always need ritzona. So whenever there's a ritzona, then the fellow is koyne, then you say tov yuv zavon, then there's no violation of l'sachma. Rabbi didn't say ritzona, so it's gezel, it is not koyne, then there'll be a violation of l'sachma. So that opinion of Tosfos is going like the Ravid, that l'sachma is simply a repeat of the lava of l'sigzel. Whenever he says ritzona, he's koyne, and then there's no lava of l'sachman because it's identical with l'sigzel.
The Rabbi in Hilchos Gzela says by l'sachman also has to say rotzahani in order not to be in violation.
I mean the Rabbi has it?
That's a saga.
Okay. If he doesn't say rotzahani, then he's not kaina, then he's in violation of l'sachman, right? Because l'sachman is the same as l'sigzel, right? So the Rabbi holds like that day and Tosfos. That's really the simple reading of the Gemara in the beginning of Hakainis, that you need Roitzani, not only in the two cases mentioned in the Mishnah in Erchin, like the Rambam only quotes by those two cases, you always need Roitzani. That's Rav Shach has in his Sefer Hold Vater, that Rav Soloveitchik told us B'Shem Rav Chaim. Apparently Rav Shach never heard it B'Shem Rav Chaim, otherwise he wouldn't have claimed credit on his own. So he writes that the Rambam writes in the beginning of Hilchas Gerishin that there are 10 dinim that you have to know when you give a get. So one of the 10 dinim, and each din is learned out from a pasuk. You can only be megarish b'ksav, you can't be megarish malpeh. And one of the dinim is you have to be megarish midas habal. Husband has to agree. So Rav Chaim and Rav Shach asked the question, what do you need a pasuk? That you need midas habal. Every shtar, every kinyan has to be midas. There's no kinyan about good without das. What do you need? There is hakosuv. That a get needs das. So obviously the pasuk seems to imply that you need a higher level of das than in Mecha Chamemka. Higher level of das than in Kol HaTerakulam. So in order to obtain that higher level of das, that's why the Mishnah requires by get only Roitzani. But the Mishnah says it by Korban also. So the Rambam apparently understood Korban is also Gzeres HaKos. Yaakov also Lirtzono. So by Korban and by get, you need a higher level of das. That's why you need Roitzani. And in Kol HaTerakulam, by Kiddushin, or by Mekir HaMemka, by Los Achmad, the Rambam holds that you don't need Roitzani. And the Rabbi holds like Tosfos. The Rabbi holds like Tosfos. Every case of a Toyu, you always need a Roitzani, otherwise the Kinyan is not Chal.
But based on this Koyfer
for other mitzvahs, right? Koyfer for all the mitzvahs, yeah.
Yeah. But then you don't have to say any...
You don't need Roitzani. No, Roitzani is only when you need Das, Makne, Das for Kinyan. The mitzvahs, as long as he does the mitzvah, it's good. Okay, we'll stop here, believe it, we'll continue tomorrow.
Hi. Apparently they're recording it. I never turned it on. Okay.
Good.